Hi.
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our rep.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Someone's calling.
Yeah, thanks for getting connected with eBay. How are you doing today?
Not bad. I don't do eBay.
But, let me tell you that there has been an order placed of a gift card, which is $299, right? And when we checked, we found the order is getting placed from the overseas, Mountain View, California. So, do you know any person from overseas, Mountain View, California?
I don't do eBay.
You don't use eBay. That's what I'm telling you, sir. You don't use eBay, right? But someone is trying to use your information and try to place this order of a gift card from the eBay, right? And your number has been registered with this account, okay? And along with that, the billing address which is provided over there, it's Mountain View, California, okay?
Yeah.
So as this is the fraudulent purchase, that the reason you received this call from the eBay, so we can directly help you to get the blocking ID and a form, so you can directly go ahead and cancel those purchase, right?
Yeah.
So first of all, sir, did you? Yes.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just finding it hard to hear.
Oh, okay. Is it better right now?
Yep.
Okay. Let me tell you, sir, that first of all, I'm going to help you to get the blocking ID and a form, so you can directly go ahead and block that purchase. Because you haven't done anything from your end, right?
Yeah.
So right now, sir, so did you understand that why did you got connected with eBay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me tell you, sir, first of all, right now, the cell phone which you're speaking with me, is it an Android cell phone or is it an Apple cell phone which you're using?
Android, I think.
Okay, so could you just put me on loudspeaker from your cell phone?
Yeah, I am. You are
now,
already.
Okay, now you just do one thing. Press your home button and come back to your home screen where you can see the regular icons and a wallpaper.
How do I do that?
Like, what exactly can you see on your mobile phone? You can see you know how to go back to your home screen?
Yes.
You need to go back to your home screen, sir. Just go back to your home screen. Now there will be an application over there. Apps Play Store. It will be Play Store.
I haven't got that on this.
Just swipe your screen right to left, left to right, you will be able to find, sir.
No.
Like you can see all of your icons, right? All of your icons, applications?
No, I can't see them.
So you can only see your home screen, right?
I can see, like, I've got Ed Crawl.
Okay. Just look onto the on your cell phone, sir. Just look onto the extreme bottom. Can you see any home sign or a circle button on your screen? A home sign or a circle button? Look onto the extreme bottom of your screen, sir.
Yeah, the Bluetooth's got the sort of. No, it's not a star.
Not the Bluetooth.
No, there's no star or anything, dear.
No, no. There will be a button. There will be a circle button, or there will be a home button. Or else you just...
You do one thing.
Okay. Do one thing. Swipe your screen from extreme bottom to top. Just swipe your screen from extreme bottom to top.
I'm doing it, but nothing's happening.
Nothing is happening, right?
No.
And apart from this cell phone, sir, do you have any other device? Like
no.
A computer, laptop, or a cell phone?
No, only the phone I've got.
Okay. And what exactly can you see on your screen? What exactly can you see?
Egg call, hold call, Bluetooth, speaker, mute, and keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Just look on the extreme bottom, sir. On the extreme bottom.
I've got an arrow pointing left.
Yes. And there is a middle button. Can you see a middle button?
Yes, oh.
Yes, you need to press that middle button, sir. There will be a left-pointed arrow.
Yep, I got it.
Now you can see your home screen, right?
Yep.
Now, just look on the application, sir. There will be an application called Play Store. Play Store.
Play Store.
Yes.
No, I haven't got one of them on it.
You need to find, sir. Just swipe your screen from extreme bottom to top. From extreme bottom to top.
All right, yep. Play Store.
Now you can, yes, open that Play Store.
Yep.
Now, can you see anything says search for absent games on the extreme top with a magnifying glass?
Search for apps.
Yes, give a tap on that and type over there eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
I can't read and write.
Okay, what can you see, sir? What can you see right now? What can you see? You can see the search bar.
It's got numbers and letters.
Yes. Just look onto the, you can see your keyboard, right? You can see the keypad has been came up. You need to type from there. You need to type from there. E-B-A-Y.
E-E-Y.
B for back. It's E as an echo. The first letter will be E as an echo. Then B as in boy.
Alright.
Then A as an apple.
B. A.
Then Y as in yellow.
And B. I'm going to find A. A. And D, did you say? Or Y?
No, it will be E. No, it will be E B A Y. Y as in yellow.
I don't know. I can see. All right. I'll just... All right. Hang on. Let me start again. E.
Okay.
I'm not real good at this. E?
No worries, sir. No worries. I will be help you. It will be E B A Y.
E B. Let's see. B. E. B.
Okay, sir, remove that. You don't need to type that. Just remove each and everything. I'm just helping you once again. Okay?
Yeah.
type over there A as in apple.
I.
M for November.
Yeah, I'm just I. M.
Then Y as in yellow.
Y. I gotta find them all.
Then.
I see. That's what I mean. I can't read and write, so it makes it a bit harder for me. Yeah, I got Y.
Then D as in David.
D.
Then E as in Edward.
E. Yeah.
Then S for sugar.
F.
No, S, S as in sugar. S
oh,
as
F.
in sugar.
Yes, alright. Yep.
Then K as in kingdom. K as in kingdom.
Kingdom. K.
Yes. And could you just read me out, sir? What did you exactly type in there?
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Now give a click on search on the keypad, sir. Can you see any blue color done option or a search magnifying? Give a tap on it.
Okay.
Now what are the options you can see over there? What comes up?
6-pack in 30 days. Home workout inquiry. Loss. Wait, app. That's about it, I think.
Like, you cannot see any options over there, like any decks, a red color icon with a white diamond in it?
No.
Okay, just hold on a moment, sir. I'm just going to transfer this call to one of my senior, right? He will be help you. Just bear with me for a moment, okay? Lovely talking to you, sir.
Yep.
Thank you for your time. Just hold on a moment.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for being on hold, sir. This is Peter Wilson, the senior technician on the floor. So how are you doing today?
I'd be better if I knew how to work this bloody phone.
The thing is that, sir... The thing is that yesterday night there is a fake, this order has been made, alright, so we are going to cancel the order right now, so for
now,
please bear with me, yes. And now what can you see on the mobile screen?
Beg your pardon?
Like what can you see on the mobile screen? Are you onto the Play Store now?
Yeah, I think I am.
Alright, you just do one thing. What can you see on the mobile screen? Just tell me. What can you see?
I can see a green phone, a red PDF, an O with a circle.
All right. You just do one thing. In the top, do you see that search panel? In the top, there will be a search panel. Do you see that?
Search thing?
Yeah. Yeah, just give us on that search. And type over there any desk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk.
Yeah, I've done that.
And now just do it once again.
Do it again.
Yeah,
all
do
right.
it again.
A-N-Y. I can't read and write, so it makes it a bit harder for me.
All right. It will be A as in Australia, letter A.
Yeah.
N as in Nancy, letter N.
N. Yeah, I've just got to find them.
Have you written N?
No.
What have you written over there? Just tell me, what have you written?
I ain't wrote A, but
after
I don't know what's going on with this phone.
You just do one thing, you just erase whatever you have written over there, just erase it. Just make that panel empty. Just erase it.
I-N.
Y? Then Y? Y
yeah, and I've got to find everything.
All right.
This is.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it will be A-N-Y, then D as in doctor, letter D.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to find everything. Ah, I keep typing the wrong thing, Jim.
Oh my God.
And
you, it will be any desk. All right, it will be any desk.
I'm not quick enough for this thing. All right.
You, what can you see? A N Y.
Yeah, N A
Y.
A,
then D,
N, Y.
Then D as in delta, letter D.
Yeah, I've got it written here already.
Yeah, just type it, just give a click on that. Just give a click on that, any desk.
Yeah. Any desk.
Yes, and now do you see a red color application, any desk, remote desktop? Do you see that?
Any desk, yeah.
Yeah, just, what is the name of the application? Just tell me the full name.
It's just got... any desk remote desktop,
yes,
software.
You are right. Yes, you are right. Just give a click on that and then give a click on install. Do you see that green color option install? Just give a click on that.
Oh, nothing's happening. I'm clicking on it.
First of all, you just give a click on any desk remote desktop, then give a click on install.
Remote access to your PC or phone?
No. Just go to the top. Do you see a green color option install? There will be
no.
A green color. What can you see on the screen? Just tell me what can you see on the screen.
Remote access for PC or phone.
Yeah, just give a click. Do you see that any desk remote desktop? Just up of that, there will be any desk remote desktop. Do you see that?
Yeah, any desktop, yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on that. Just give a click on that one.
Yeah, I did. It went back to the same thing.
Yes, and now just scroll up the page. Just go to the top of the page. Do you see a green color option install? Anything like install?
No.
Just scroll down the page and check. Hello?
Yeah.
Just check, there will be an option install. Just check.
Yes.
Hello?
No, it won't do it.
It won't do it.
I tried rolling down, I tried rolling up, and it won't work.
You just go back. There is a back button on your phone. In the left-hand side down bottom, there will be a back arrow. Just give a click on that back arrow. And on this phone, sir, like what kind of online activities do you do? Do you do email on this sometimes?
No, I don't do email at all. I only use the phone for phone calls.
All right. And we can see, sir, at the moment, like there are 2 to 3 charges on this account. So last time, when have you checked your bank statements? Like, do you do online banking to check the bank statements?
No.
Oh, so how
I don't do anything on the phone. I don't do anything on this phone until just to make phone calls.
All right. And how do you normally check your bank statement? How do you check your bank statement? Like, do you
go to the bank.
Online banking? You just go
to the bank.
You go
to the bank to do that.
All right. That's great. And, sir, right now we can see there are several charges. So we have to refund you back that amount. So for that, we are just offline registering yourself for the cancellation. So last time, when have you go to the bank? Like, when have you checked your bank statement? Last time, when have you done it?
I did it 2 days ago.
All right. And sir, can you just tell me what is the closing balance you remember? Like, what was the closing balance you remember on that account?
Closing balance was, I can tell you exactly now.
Yeah, just tell me. Just check it or tell me. So that we can initiate the refund.
$220.
$220. And
yeah.
You, all right. And you deals with which bank?
Say pardon?
Like which bank you deals with?
Yeah, well, that was 2 days ago. I checked it, so.
And which bank you deals with?
I'd rather not say.
Sorry?
I'd rather not say.
So we are trying to refund you back that amount. So that's the reason I'm just confirming it to you. All right. We are refunding $600, which has been charged. So just confirm me the name of the bank so that we can initiate the refund.
Bendigo.
You deals with the Bendigo. All right.
Yep.
And you, on the Bendigo, you have only one account or you have several accounts on the Bendigo?
I only have one.
And apart from this Bendigo bank, do you have any other bank?
Got Commonwealth.
You got Commonwealth. All right. And what is the closing balance on the Commonwealth? Do you remember?
$10.
And the, and apart from this Commonwealth, do you have any other bank?
No, that's it.
All right. And do you got any credit cards with you?
Thank you, pardon?
Do you have any credit cards with you?
No.
All right. So right now, yeah, we just got the update from the server, like this amount has been charged from the Bendigo account, okay? So what we are going to do, we are going to refund you back that amount on the Bendigo account. So do you got the debit card with you with the Bendigo? Do you got the debit card with you right now?
Yeah, I have.
All right. So you just be handy with your debit card, sir. We are going to offline registering yourself for the refund. So just be handy with your Bendigo debit card.
Yeah.
Take your time and just find out the Bendigo your card.
Yeah, I've got my Bendigo card here. What do you need?
All right. So, sir, first of all, just verify me your full name. Just verify me your full name.
Mark Diamond.
Mark, M-A-R-K, Mark.
A-M-A-R-K.
Then?
Diamond.
Just spell it to me. The last name, just spell it to me.
D-A-Y-M-A-N. D-A-Y.
M-A-N.
M-A-N.
All right. And just confirm me your address, sir, because we are going to send you a written thing about this, like what is happening or not. Like whatever we are doing, we are going to send you a written thing about it. Just tell me the full address.
Site 42, Childers Road.
Just tell me
site
42. Site 42?
Site 42.
Site 42.
Site, yeah.
Then?
20, Childers Road.
What road?
Childers.
Just spell it to me. Just spell it to me.
Hang on. I'll see if I can find it. I've got to put my glasses on. Doesn't stay on this. I've got letters. Hang on. I've got letters somewhere.
Through, I dig it. Sorry?
See, that's what I mean. I can't read and write.
Oh, you just tell me the, like, you just tell me the address. It's site 42 then?
Site 42, 20, Childers Road.
Alright,
C-H.
C-H. Then?
I-L.
Uh-huh.
D-E.
R-S.
D-E-R-S, yeah. Road.
Yes.
Kensington.
Just spell it to me.
K-E-N-S-I-N-G-T-O-N.
GTON, Kingston. Am I Kingston? Am I correct?
Kingston, yeah, Queensland. 4670.
All right. And sir, you just be handy with that Bendigo debit card and just verify me. There will be a 16-digit number over there. Just verify me that so that we can activate that code and we can initiate the refund directly on that account. So just verify me the 16-digit number. On the card, there will be a... On your Bendigo debit card, you will got a 16-digit number. Just tell me that. 16-digit number. There will be a 16-digit number on the Bendigo debit card.
There's no 6-digit.
16. It will be 16. 1-6. 16-digit number. There will be a long number on the Bendigo.
Yeah, I've got the long number here. Yeah.
Just tell me that.
5188.
Uh huh.
6801. 127 B
127
1276, I think it is.
Just check it properly.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, just look at it right now.
Yeah, that's right.
There.
4206.
It's 4206.
Yep.
5188-6801-1276. Am I correct?
Yep.
Check it. All right. And just beneath that, there will be a... Just wait. Let me put it... Let me start the security. Just wait. And sir, you just try to remember. All right. What was the closing balance you have on this bigger account? Like it was more than $200?
$220.
You don't have more than $500 on that Bendigo account?
No.
All right, I got it. No need to be worried, sir. We are going to... Just wait. We are checking out on the server. We are going to refund you back that amount. Just wait. Just wait. And you don't have any, like you do, apart from this bank and the Commonwealth Bank.
I don't really use the Commonwealth.
All right. And you don't have any. And now, sir, you just be handy with that card, and there will be an expiry date. Just confirm me the expiry date.
3rd of 2023.
Sorry?
3rd month.
Uh-huh.
2023. Next month it runs out.
All right, and this what year. Is the CVV? There will be a 3-digit number. There will be a 3-digit number in the back of the card, just check.
Yep.
Yeah, just tell me that number.
853.
It's 853?
Yep.
All right. And sir, and now just answer on the on your mobile phone, the number which you are talking with me, the number, and this number is connected with your Bendigo Bank. It's 043463832. This number is registered with your Bendigo Bank.
Yeah, Bendigo Bank's got it.
All right, and do you know how to check the text messages on this mobile phone, like normal messages?
No.
Do you know?
Oh yeah, I know how to check it, but.
All right, that's great. And you don't have any credit cards, am I correct? Like, do you have any credit cards?
No credit cards.
All right. Just wait, we are working on it, just wait.
Yep.
Just wait. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, just wait. Just be online with me. Just wait. We are initiating the refund. So you might get to see you will get a bogus message from the Bendigo. Just Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
So you might get to see a bogus message. It's for distracting those hackers and providing you the refund. You might get to see a fake bogus message from Bendigo Bank. All right. So don't need to be worried about that. Yes. And do you got the paper statements with you from the Bendigo Bank? Last month paper statements?
No, I don't get statements that often.
And when have you checked your Bendigo account? When have you checked that? 2 days ago?
I checked it 2 days ago.
And within these days, have you withdrawn any funds from the Bendigo Bank?
I got a card from the key card machine. I got to stop it from them.
Just wait. Sir, I'm just confirming your number. It's 04346.
Hang on. Where did I put my 362.
62. Yeah. 04346383362. Yes. And I believe you got the pensions on the, and in which account you got your pensions? It's on the Bendigo account or on your Commonwealth account?
Bendigo.
You got it on your Bendigo. And when you will got answer, we can see those hackers have tried to get some money from your Bendigo account. All right. So we are trying to block them right now.
Yes.
So have you got your pensions or you will got it right now? After some days you will got it?
I usually get my pension out. I don't leave it in.
Okay.
And I only leave
so
much
good.
Money.
What was the amount you got on the pensions? How much amount you got?
I got $600.
$600 per week or per month?
Yeah. That's for fortnight.
It's for one month. You just do one thing, sir. You just open up your text message. All right. Now you will get to see that bogus message. Just open it up. Just open up your message, text message. Just open it up.
How do I open it?
And sir, on the Commonwealth account, how much amount do you have on that?
$10.
Sorry?
$10 I've got.
And on that Commonwealth, you don't have any credit card? Card?
I don't use the bank as a Commonwealth.
So from which bank you have the credit card? Do you have any credit card?
No, I've got no credit card.
You don't have any credit cards, right?
No.
All right. No need to be worried, sir. What we are going to do, we are going to start the security. All right. We are trying to refund you back that amount. So when you will got your pensions amount, in which day you will got it? After some day you will got your pension amount or you have already got it?
I've already got it, my pension.
So what we will do, sir, we are going to start the security and we are trying to refund you back that amount. If we will need you, we will call you back. All right. You just be calm and patient. We will call you up if we will need you back. All right. Remember my name. My name is Peter Wilson from the eBay. All right.
Yep.
We will call you back. Yes. That's good. Have a good day, sir. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.